Welcome to the Swarmcast, an episodic look at the Southwest Ohio regional meta and the players within. We have tourney players, casual locals, gifted hobbyists, and many more. So come join us down the rabbit hole of Warmer Hordes in the southwest corner of the Buckeye State. Your hosts are Jerry Stonecipher, Aaron Jones, and myself, Mike Corka. Welcome back to the Swarmcast. This is Mike.
This is Jerry.
So we've gotten a few games in. We've gotten some events in. So personally, I am down on games. So let's talk games, Jerry. Normally, I average around 3 to 7 games a week, and I am down to just getting 3 from last Tuesday to this Tuesday.
Yeah, one more than me. I've gotten 2 in the past 2 weeks at least. Both of those to you.
Yeah, well, that's the great thing about Casa de la Cork. I got a big old table in the middle of the room, so we can get some games in. So, my games... Actually, I've gotten a little bit more. One, two... Yeah, I've gotten a little bit more thanks to you coming over and playing.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's talk about games played. You have been trying a new list based off of CID. What you got?
I've been trying out Tanith in Call of the Wild. She's pretty much running the wolves. Her pet Loki, a stalker, a feral... pure blood, a Gorax,
Scarsfell,
and the cute part of the list, I'm also running a Gnarlhorn Satyr.
Yeah.
And then various support in the list. But the cute thing is the Gnarlhorn has Counter Slam, she has Admonition. You throw Admonition onto the Gnarlhorn, it moves back 3 inches from whatever just charged it or ran at it. And it can counter slam.
That's pretty cute tech.
Cute, but once someone knows how to get around it, it's not worth it.
Not so much?
No. I'm already seeing some changes I want to make to this list just to try them out.
Yeah. So we played last week with it, so what was your initial thoughts?
I kept forgetting about the fact that outside of Tanith's feet, Lightning Strike is free, Evasive is free, so pretty much a lot of the survival animi were free for my Warbeast, and I just kept forgetting to cast them.
Yeah.
I kept forgetting to cast it on Evasive on Loki, I kept forgetting the Lightning Strike with my Stalker, though honestly, part of that is due to the fact that I've never played Circle before.
Yeah. Well, Circle is kind of the hard mode of Hordes.
And I'm noticing that.
Yeah. It takes a little bit of time to figure out how to set up the piece trades properly.
But yeah, my first game with that was pretty much, you said your first game with the
Madrak 1 band.
So, yeah, our first game came down to literally time. I think you had 47 seconds left on your clock.
Yep.
I went to 0. And it was still a really close game.
Yeah.
The game we just finished, though, you just... Yeah, there's no easy way of saying the fact you just wrecked me.
Yeah. So, from the game I had with you, I had another game with... Or a game... Well, that was game number 2 for this list for me. Tuesday before that, I had gotten 1 game against Edge with it. And then I played you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've gotten 2 more games in with this list. One was against another one against Edge into 9 Slayers, and then the other one was into Ben and his Scorn list, and that was eye-opening. So this was game number 5 against you with this list. So Band of Heroes, Madrak Bomber, Bouncer, Rune Bearer, that's your battle group. Full champs, one with Scaldi, second unit of champs with a Sorcerer, 2 units of Femblades with UA, a Fellcaller, and that's it. Just beef walking down the board.
That's a lot of beef.
Now, I played Edge twice, and I played you twice. I've won against you twice.
Yep.
Just on understanding how Circle Peace trades. Against Edge, I went. I lost twice, but that's because Edge has been playing Band of Heroes a lot longer than I have with the Madrak boat. And then I played Ben, and I got wrecked. He was playing this funny scorn list with Morgul 2, Double Derps, Supreme Guardian, and all the Kreia Drakes, and a couple Basilisks.
Out of tier?
No, it was an in tier. It was, I forget which one it was. But it was nasty because it was a spray all day long. Derp Turtles doing Derp Turtle things and Supreme Guardian doing Supreme Guardian things. It was scary. And then tonight, I got to play you again. And, you know, difference that, you know, four games under my belt makes.
Yeah, absolutely.
We ended on scenario. We played Spread the Net. I got six scenario points to Jerry Zero. Time-wise, he's at 15 minutes and 47 seconds. I'm at 24 minutes. So, I mean, it was a good game. A lot of back and forth. More so on the back foot. I like the list. I think Tanith does not need a Feral. I think Tanith would like to have a bunch of smaller beasts that she can primal up and just send in screaming crazy, or multiple stalkers along with Loki, or multiple purebloods.
That's been my thought. Is I have a chef in the list, and with the way the new CID worked out, I can switch out the chef and the feral for another stalker. I feel like just the stalker just has that utility of either being able to wipe out swaths of infantry or being able to take down a really heavy target.
Yeah. I mean, you have primal with the Gorax.
Yeah.
So I'm one that I have to find a really good reason to put a Feral in. Even though he's now going to get Pathfinder, I still have a hard time paying 16 points for him when I can get primal for 7, since that's usually what I'm bringing him.
He's also just too fast for the list when you think about it. The rest of the guys can't get the +2 speed that he can get.
Yeah.
For his turn. So, he's an expensive
missile.
Yeah, he's an expensive missile, unlike the Gnarlhorn. He's a great 12-point, in-your-face war beast that's just like, you're going to be taking this slam, and it's going to hurt because I have my horns.
Yeah. And the cool thing about that is the interaction with the stones is, you know, you move up 5 from the goat, they teleport him 8.
Actually further, because you can trample. One to trample. You trample to that point where his base is just inside of the triangle.
Yep.
And you teleport him up 8.
16,
He's about halfway up the board.
16, and if you go first, you're off the 17-inch line, so you're at 23. You're at 23 inches.
Yeah, halfway up the board, turn 1, the counter-slamming model is really good.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you want to run a few more, you just don't put up their Animine. Yeah, this is all with his Animus, which is Earth's Blessing right now.
Yeah.
So, he can't be knocked down, he can't be made stationary, he can't be pushed. You have to deal with the fact that I have a 6-inch bubble on the 23-inch line that says I'm going to slam you.
Right. The only difficult problem for that was that
Going second hurts,
and a fast army is going to be able to shut down the counter charge or counter slam.
Man, I ran into that for the most part. You managed to shut it down pretty hard.
Yeah. So, I mean, really good games. Hobby-wise, have you done any hobbying?
Not on the War Machines side. I've actually been taking a break from painting my Crucible Guard. I'm actually painting up some Age of Sigmar models right now. I'm going to be doing the Journeyman that Epic Loot's starting. Be running Stormcast Eternals.
Yeah.
Pretty much the Space Marines or Sigmar of the
Yeah.
Fantasy World.
Well, I mean, any hobby is good hobby.
Absolutely.
So me, I got Madrak 1 based and painted last night. I've got my second unit of champs. I just got to do straps and beer jugs, leather pouches. And then I actually have been working on tartans. I've actually gotten a tartan painted on one of the guys.
And I just spotted that guy.
And I got Madrak's tartan painted. And so I'm having a lot of fun painting tartans.
Yeah, the knife's turning out very well.
I just have to do more tartans.
Yeah.
But pretty much they're going to be considered fully painted for the next event. I'm going to try and get this out probably tomorrow. We've got the OWC qualifier in Columbus at the new guard tower on the east side of Columbus. Sunday, we have the Journeyman League end of league tournament at Game Haven. And then over in Indy, Jacob Green and Ben Beckman are going to see if they can win the Indiana Warm Hordes Championship because they're having their final. Jake just qualified last week at a tournament out there, and then Ben qualified earlier this year, so we're going to go out there and see what we can show the Indiana guys about our two of our strongest players.
Well, good luck to them.
Yep. We've got a ton of events coming up, too. We've got October 6th. We're going to have a OWC qualifier down in Hebron, Kentucky, at Three Brothers Gaming. And then we're going to have one more OWC qualifier sometime in October, maybe November, for Mansfield. And then December 8th is the finals, the championship, and that's going to be up at Orkforge Games in Columbus. And then we're also going to have October 30th on Tuesday night. We're going to do a longest night event at Game Haven. So bring a candy, because we actually have a scenario where you have to eat candy. So bring candy you like to eat. Other than that, I mean, it's really fun times, and we've got a lot of events going on. So there's a little bit of something for everyone. We've got the Journeyman League. We've got the Longest Night, which is also, you know, all really good stuff. And then we've got the OWC qualifiers that you can get into. Plus, on our page, I've got us linked to the Toledo meta, the Cleveland meta, the Cincy meta, and the Columbus meta, as well as the Indy meta. So anytime one of those guys runs an event, they'll post up on our group. And now I'm working on trying to find a really good shared calendar that I can really start tracking a lot of these events. That way, if those of you guys want to do more casual events, can see all the casual ones. But all the other guys that want to really get into the real thick of it can see all the different steamrollers and other tournaments. And then, let's see, we've got War Machine Weekend coming up in November. So they usually have an open play area, and they also have a Masters tournament that day as well. I don't know if it's part of the full qualifier, but I know they have an LCQ. Like they had it for the past several years. So you got that coming up. One thing I did want to point out is that in November, the beginning of November, the sign-ups for the OTC, the Ontario Teen Championships in Canada, will open up. We've already have commitments from the stores that they're going to sponsor us again.
Nice.
We've already got teams built. So for Haven, it's myself, Jerry, Todd's going to see if he can join us again, and Andrew's going to join us. And we have one opening on that team. And then Springfield was talking about getting a team together, but I know that that might have fallen through, but the store is still willing to support them. So if we can get five more folks that are willing to drive up and, you know, represent Springfield Epic Loot, I'm sure we'll be happy to have you get sponsored and get on up there. If you're deciding that you want to do this, look on their website, look on their Facebook page, and really, you know, ask questions. Feel free, PM me, get me on the site. It is a very, very fun time. So, I mean, it's a five-person tournament.
This year's also is a two-day event.
Yeah, two-day event. This will be our third year in a row going. I forgot to mention the Epic Loot team is already in place. It's going to be Edge, Ben, Jake, Lucas, and Joe Howard. Pretty much they are going to try and win the whole thing. That's their goal for this year. They want to bring that trophy back to our Swarm meta. So I'm going up there with the rest of my team. We're going to go up there and do as best as we can. Try and do better than we did last year and the year before. We can usually break the top half of the meta, but I wanted to try and at least get closer to the top 10.
Yeah, that would be nice to.
Yeah, but you know, as with anything, you know, there's practice involved. You got to get, you know, skilled, but it's also just playing games and repetition. But the cool thing is if you're going to go, get your passport now.
Yes.
Don't play around.
Like I waited to the last minute last year and almost didn't make it.
Yep.
I got my passport in the day before we were supposed to leave.
Well, the year before, Amber got it the day of leaving. So that was scary.
Yeah, no kidding.
But what we do is we will usually, like our group, we'll bring the wives with us and girlfriends and all that. We'll go up as a big group a couple days before and actually go visit and see Toronto, Mississauga, this beautiful, beautiful area up there. You're right by the lake. There's a whole bunch of attractions you can go to. The exchange rate is heavily in our favor, and the biggest retailer in Canada is also in Toronto, called Meeple Mart. And I've literally started armies just off the what I've bought there before. And it's really, really good. But you can also swing through and go to Niagara and see the falls and enjoy that area up there. I mean, it's just a really fun time. And then, you know, obviously the alcohol, really nice.
Cannot wait to get my hands on some Sortilege.
Oh, we cleared out the Sortilege in Carmel, didn't we?
Think so, yeah.
Yeah, so the only Sortilege that's left is we got to go up to Windsor if we want more. Now, Windsor Sortilege, I'm thinking about doing an 8-hour drive.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
So worth it.
Now, the cool thing for me as a half Filipino guy is there's a large Filipino community up there. And you can actually have some real good Filipino food, like some lumpia. Oof. But the really cool thing is that next year, there's going to be, they're opening a Filipino fast food chain that's originally from the Philippines, but they got a franchisee up there called Jollibee. And that was what I grew up on, and I'll put that up against McDonald's any day of the week. But that's just me. So I'm a Filipino island boy, so I love me some Spam and all sorts of stuff. But yeah, there's all sorts of things to go up there. There's clubs that you can go to. There's stores that you can play at. Shopping up there is interesting. The malls are huge. Walmart is interesting because there's ramp escalators that you can take your carts up and down with.
Yep, carts lock into place with a secondary wheel set so they don't go screeching down or falling on top of you.
So if you want to join us or if you want to help build a team for Springfield Epic Loot, now's the time to talk about it and think about it. I mean, in September, the early bird is going to be right around the beginning of November. So the sooner we know, the sooner we can help you get taken care of. It's a team five-man team tournament. So if you've not played that format before, is you have five guys on a team. You will sit there, and when you roll off, you get a chance to either pick tables or pick matches.
Mm-hmm.
If you pick tables, you get to pick three of the five tables to best suit your armies and your players. If you pick matches, you get to pick three of the five. Now, this is pretty much the same thing that you have with the OTC stuff and the WTC.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing of you're trying to get the best matchups for your teammates. All you have to do is win three out of five. That's it. So you win three out of five games in that round, and your team wins and advances on. So it's real fun. It's real easy, and sometimes you have to bite the bullet and take one for the team, because the matchups just happen where you get a 30-70. But other times, you may get the matchup that is an 80-20 in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, hey, I'm going to win this one for the team.
And the chances are, if you swallow defeat that was not in your favor, well, chances are your team managed to get one or two matchups that were favored on your team's side.
Yeah. Now, the customary thing with a lot of these team tournaments is a lot of drinking happens. So if you enjoy drinking and carousing and having fun with everyone, there's a lot to be happen. Yep. After round one is over, the open bar opens up.
Yep.
Well, it's not an open bar. It's a cash bar. But it opens up for everyone. But most of the Europe people have also gone to the liquor stores and bought some sort of ledge and other ones they like, and we'll sit and drink with everyone and talk. You'll also have a chance of talking with a lot of the so-called celebs of our game. Tim Bankey and the Arcane Assist crew go up there and play mostly every year. They didn't play the 1 year because the WTC was on the same time as OTC,
mm-hmm.
but they fixed that scheduling. So if you wanted to ask, you know, questions of them, they're up there. Hell, you might even play against them. Same thing.
I feel sorry for you. Yeah.
I don't. I'll play him. I'm a scrub. I will play him, but I will learn. I will ask all the questions. You got the combo smite guys. You got the party foul guys. I mean, so many podcasters that are up there, and they're actually the ones who really encouraged me to start this one for us. And then pretty much it's just 2-3 days of War Machine all day, every day.
Yep.
Because they're also talking about running a Come As You Are event on Friday for the guys who show up early.
Mm.
So it could be that we'll be playing, you know, all night long Friday, Saturday morning.
Wake up with a hangover, start round one.
You know, Saturday morning, and then finish it up with Sunday morning.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to remember much of the weekend.
Yeah. See, my thing is the days that we don't have to be at the hotel for that, we're going out to for breakfast. We found this one restaurant that was really good just up the road. And then the days that we have to be there, we'll eat Denny's just... We'll just eat Denny's because we have to, along with, like, everyone else that's going to be there.
Yeah.
But pretty much, it brings up my favorite part of War Machine. The game is fun, the game is great, but it's a camaraderie with all the different players that you get to play with. I mean, guys from, you know, all over Canada, you know, we are officially the longest traveling group up there.
But there was one team that beat us last year.
Where did they come from?
Was it Chicago?
No, we're further away than Chicago.
I don't know. There was a team that beat us last year in terms of distance traveled.
Yeah.
So I remember we were not mentioned when that came up. I'm like, who the heck beat us?
Huh? Oh, maybe the Iowa guys went up.
Maybe.
Because, I mean, those guys will drive all over the place. And then, yeah. So if you guys want to go this year, get things in order. Get your passports in order. Kind of start figuring out what you're going to play and start playing it. The one thing I do want to mention is that if you have two of the same faction in the team, like if me and Edge were on the same team and we both play Trolls, only one of us can have Madrak 1.
Mm-hmm.
Only one of us can have Kolgrimma. So if I'm playing Trolls and another player is playing Trolls, we'll have to get together and go, okay, who's playing what? Or am I shifting back in the circle? Am I going Legion? So it's just one thing to think of.
Yep.
Now, I mean, granted, at the ATC, Banky sat there and took a whole group of K-Dorg up there and took it. So, I mean, if you're that good, go for it. But, you know, I'm not saying that I'm that good, but I'm saying that I'm not... Yeah, I'm not that good. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm silly. So, other than that, let's see. That's all that we have going on right now.
Which is a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
This month's going to be real busy.
Oh, yeah. Again, game nights are on Tuesday nights over at the Game Haven. Friday nights is becoming a regular thing now. So, Friday nights at Epic Loot Centerville. Guys are getting down there for games. Our Springfield meta is not getting much action up there right now. So, pretty much...
It's been, from what I can tell, it's been slowly shifting from the Springfield back down to...
Centerville. Yeah. So, we're going to see what we can do to get stuff going up there. I'll probably go up and do a couple demo days during some of their other events. And then Guard Tower is Tuesday nights. So, if you're out in Cincinnati... out in Columbus, Tuesday nights at the Guard Tower is when those guys play. Definitely go visit them. Say hi to Wes and Scott and DJ and Blake and the rest of the guys up there. Grim too. Not Grim to the caster, but Eric Grimsley. Cincinnati, they're kind of on the rebound right now. I know Three Brothers Gaming is where they've had some games down there. Get on their Facebook group page and see where they're playing if you're down there. And then our indie guys, they're always playing. Shout out to Claypool Dojo. I've been watching a lot of their stream games. And I've been trying to stream, but found out that the hardware I have is not sufficient for streaming. So I got to get some upgrades going. I may crowdfund that, but we'll see. And then other than that, the other news I have is I've been talking to Partyfowl guys and worked out where I am going to start writing articles for Partyfowl.
Very nice. Congrats, man.
So I have an article due by next week. So I'm looking for topic suggestions. If you're in a group or on the chat, definitely put some topic suggestions. One thing I want to know is stuff that matters to our meta that you think that can help other metas around us. Partyfowl guys have a national footprint over Canada and over the U.S., so the guys are well-known. If I'm going to take on this writing, I want to be able to talk about what the Swarm does.
Right.
And our viewpoint. Because, I mean, we've got national players, we got international players, but we also got the little guys. We got the guys that are still starting out, trying to figure out how to play battle boxes, still trying to figure out all that. Let me know some of the things that you would like to hear about. Let me know some of the things that you'd like to read about. And those are some of the things that I'm going to start writing about. It's going to be a weekly article up on Partyfowl. Look around for it next week. I'm going to post it up when that happens. But I can't help but be a PG at heart. I want this community to grow, and the only way that grows is with all of us. So, man, we're doing great on time. We went through games, went through hobbies, went through a slew of events, talk in depth about OTC. I think that's going to be it for us. I'm going to do a short session tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday, we are going to do another Carsode. Right now, it's planned that it's going to be Edge, Andrew, and myself. So Edge, Andrew Wayner, and myself going to go up to the OWC qualifier in east side of Columbus. And so we're going to sit there and talk about, you know, I'm going to try and get a before and after this time. I'm going to record, you know, about 15, 20 minutes before what we're thinking about, what we're, you know, hoping to run into, what our plans are. And then after the tournament, we're going on the way back, we're going to record another, you know, 30 minutes to an hour, depending on how far we get talking. But see what, if our thoughts from the ride up and the thoughts afterwards match up, if they worked out, if they didn't work out, if any of us qualified, if any of us got to the top, you know, get some really good placings, if we just had a bad day. But, you know, car episodes, I find some of the best conversation about this game happens right as stuff happens.
Absolutely.
So, if you don't have anything else, Jerry, I think we're done.
No. Right now, I'm just trying to figure out if there's any changes I want to make to this list I've been playing.
I keep
glancing over at possibly, like I said, switching out the Stalker, but I'm also looking at Chromac too.
Well, I will say this. I will say this as a Circle player. You will have to play more games of Circle than any other faction to figure them out. I think the limited factions, especially Grimkin and Convergence,
I've been getting spoiled with those games.
But I think Circle by far has the largest learning curve.
That I can definitely see. Especially when I'm running this many beasts. I mean, I was running Child with a bunch of beasts and I had no issues, but trying to run Tanith, and I guess, I don't know, I feel like I might be more at home with Chromac 2 since I was running the Child. And
yeah. Well, that's what Chromac 2 does. He beats face.
Absolutely.
Tanith is a little bit more
tricksy.
I mean, you're talking circles, so you really only have a couple hammers in the, faction. The rest of it is all scalpely.
Mm-hmm. And that's not what I'm used to. I'm used to just applying hammer to face, which is Chromac 2.
Yeah. I mean, Chromac 2, Iona, that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be a hammer. Balder, not so much. Brad is a little bit of a hammer. He's a tiny hammer, but he has a lot of control.
I can definitely see Kaya 3 up there as a hammer. At the very least, a small hammer.
She's a small hammer. I would say she's definitely a small hammer.
So I was just looking at her and just thinking, it's like, I wonder how many wild Argonite I can fit into a list.
A lot. And first couple of games, you'll get everyone by surprise, and then afterwards someone goes, oh, I know this trick, kill all the crap.
Yeah. But at the same time, when you're thinking about it, it's like, okay, she at least has Soothing Song, so you could run all those War Beasts up, and then she just walks up Soothing Songs away, all but six, puts up synergy and keeps going forward.
Funny story I heard of a guy who ran into the all Argus list. Spray 14s suck against when you're the wild Argai player, because they explode. Yeah. He ran into the Morgul to Kraya list.
Yeah, that'll do it. All of them go blind. Yeah.
It was the thing of, he was like, ha ha, and it was like, spray, 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 under defeat, your game's over, you got two left.
Effectively def 10 under defeat.
Yeah.
Looking at a lot of fury on the board, shaking that blind at what's left. Great. Yep. Now again, you know, Soothing Song for a reason.
Yep. So, for myself, Jerry.
Yep.
Have a good one.
Toodles. Do 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 do.